it's hot. Although for our special guest tonight, Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, not so hot. Or is it? We'll see how she's doing down there in the desert. How are you, Dr. Day?
I'm just fine, but you know, it's been the hottest it's ever been here. It one day a week ago, it was 128.
Excuse me?
Yeah. 128.
That's fatal.
Well, we're still alive. You don't go out much, though, during that heat.
Jeez.
Yeah. I've never had it over. I've been here 15 years, and it's never been over 120. But it was 128 one day and 124 another day.
All right. Well, for those who say the climate isn't changing...
It's changing.
It's changing.
Right.
Welcome to reality.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, if people think it's hot other places, just think what it is here. I can handle 115 okay and be out and around in it. But when it starts getting up to 120, you know, you don't spend much time out of your car or out of your house. Man. But 128 is over the edge.
When I was in Las Vegas for those couple years I worked there, and it would get 110, 115, you know, I thought that was truly unfit for human habitation. I would go out, and I'm 5'10", a little over, and I'd feel about 5'6".
Well, it would, once all the water's out of your body, it gets shorter.
It's bizarre.
We're all here at 128. When that day was over, we're all 5'2".
Gee, wow.
Yeah.
Well, with the water cure and other things, people can recover quickly. We might, by the way, let's spend a couple minutes, if we can, and just acknowledge the genius and the great gift that Dr. B left all of us. His widow is actively sponsoring our program and carrying on the work. Bob Butts, of course, is doing a great deal to make the work available, the knowledge, the gift to as many people as want it free. I mean, he was a great man.
He was, and he had a wonderful discovery, the importance of water and how it affects the body and how important it is in eliminating disease. And he and I were friends, and I miss him. But I do want to say that it's important to drink water. But we had some differences on a couple of things. One, he felt, at least he wrote in his book, that tap water was okay. I don't agree with that.
Oh, no, I don't either.
I mean, it's just too dangerous now. And the second thing is that there is much more to health than water.
Oh, for sure.
You have to eat right, and when you have a one-dimensional program, there are a lot of people who will not be included in that because you've got to learn to handle your stress properly.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to get exercise. You've got to eat right. So there is no plan that is one-dimensional. Just like, you know, Charlotte Gerson is a friend of mine, and she has a wonderful diet, but it's only a diet. And if you and she was not big on water at the time when I started out on that plan, but we were forbidden to drink water. We drank a lot of juice.
Really?
But I was almost afraid of water at that time, which is a silliness. And then, of course, she doesn't understand the importance of exercise and sunlight and
all of
those
other
things.
When you have people who are clearly gifted in their understanding of health, but they still have, how can I phrase this? When you look at something and don't see their black spots, they miss
them.
Well,
it's a one-dimensional program.
Yeah,
hers is diet, and his was water. And, you know, if you get the diet and the water together, you've at least got something. But there's even more to it than that. It's malnutrition, dehydration, and stress that cause disease. And stress is a major, major cause of disease.
And when you talk about stress, let me make everyone well aware of the dynamics of stress. It certainly is predicated upon anger. Stress. Much stress stems from anger.
That's right. Much stress stems from anger, but also there are other things besides anger. People are worrying all the time. They don't have to be angry. They're worrying about their kids. They're worrying about their neighbors. They're worrying about themselves. They're worrying about what's happening in the world. And worry is a great cause of illness because it causes stress on the body. And another thing that causes stress on the body is when people don't eat right and when they don't drink enough water and many other things. So it all gets into a vicious circle. But malnutrition, dehydration, and stress are the basic three things, and you can't leave one of them out.
No, I totally agree. It's called the holistic approach to
health.
The whole banana.
Right.
Okay, so enough said about that. As we look around the world...
It's certainly gotten better since we last talked, hasn't
every month.
All right.
It gets more... And, you know, I tell you, I have to laugh at it. You know, death is never funny.
No.
But 58 people killed, and the British-controlled papers are raving about how it's the same as the Blitz in World War II, and
God,
it's just unbelievable. And then you saw the story about the eyewitnesses. They assumed that the people in that particular train car would all die.
Right.
But two of them didn't die.
Right.
And one of them happened to be sitting literally right next to the explosion.
Right. Said it came up from the bottom.
Exactly right.
Right. Yeah.
You see, there was nobody there with a backpack. There was no backpack sitting there. The floor was blown up from underneath, and the metal was twisted up inward from below.
That's right.
So, I mean, come on.
There are so many holes in that, most of which you've had those stories up there. You know, the four guys who are going to suicide themselves are not standing around doing what they were doing and buying return tickets and things like that.
And then the poor Brazilian engineer. I mean, here are a bunch of guys with guns chasing him. So he's running for his life.
Right.
And they catch him, and they put eight bullets in his head, or seven bullets.
And nobody does anything.
No, they stand around and watch.
Right.
And
say, there must have been some reason they did this. It wasn't, he couldn't have been totally innocent. There must have been some reason. That's what they say about Ernst Zundel. Well, there must be some reason. He must have done something. No, he didn't do anything except tell the truth.
When I hear, or at least he didn't do anything but offer an opinion, folks.
Right.
Whether or not you want to buy it as the truth doesn't matter.
Right.
All he did was exercise freedom of speech and freedom of inquiry.
Right.
That's all
and
he did.
This other poor fellow, you know, he got killed because he wore a heavy coat, I guess.
It was a windbreaker.
Yeah. Boy,
like a nylon windbreaker.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw a picture of him running, and the guy
was
clearly...
It was a windbreaker, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nuts. I had Tim Riefeld on last night from London, and he was beaten, arrested, and faces charges for doing nothing. He, of course, has been on the radio here monthly, exclusively telling the story as he sees it about the Rothschilds and the Zionists and the New World Order.
Yeah.
And he walked out of his flat to go shopping and walked near somebody who was standing there, someone he didn't recognize. And that person then apparently turned and ran after him about 30 feet later, jumped him, and beat the holy hell out of him. And the police came, of course, and arrested Tim Riefat and charged him for assault, and it was a setup.
Wow. Wow.
And they're sending him a message.
Yeah.
So, it goes on and on. I don't know. The only thing we're missing... are actual human sacrifices on TV, a la the Roman Colosseum. This whole society, and that probably will be...
It won't be very long, because they're certainly doing human sacrifices, just not on TV yet.
Well, they call it war.
Yeah.
Now, I mean...
Well, they also call it chemotherapy.
Thank you.
You know, these are temples. These are occultic temples. Where they're just killing people, they're doing abortions, and they're killing people with all sorts of medication, including chemotherapy. They're just temples to Baal.
You know, there was an article I've got it, something about Bush being a psychopath. Well, we define psychopath and sociopath. Many of us, and I think most all of you listening, tend to think reflexively, and it's our weakness, that everyone else, or most everyone, are... The average citizens are probably pretty much just like us.
No,
they're not.
No.
They're dysfunctional. They're intellectually dead, most of them. They don't have our values. They don't have our morals.
Well, they're evil. They have been taught to be evil. When you're skull and bones, you are taught to make war, and you are taught to kill, and you are taught to lie. That's what you are taught. He didn't have that when he was born, but he was taught that because he was raised in a family of skull and bones, and the average person doesn't realize that these people are trained that way.
Oh, they're brought up. It's a culture for
them.
They have, so They're not like us, people.
No.
They're not like us at all. Dick Cheney, who I think, and someone on the program, I guess it was it Tim? The other, it might have been Alex Jones, said that he's convinced that Cheney had a heart transplant. I mean, he vanished for 6 months. About a year and a half ago or something.
Really?
He just disappeared. Might be. At any rate, the guy's on borrowed time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what about... Think about his... what does he care? How
what does
many
he
people
got to
get
lose?
Killed?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
No possible chance of accountability.
Right.
We mean nothing to those people.
No.
Nothing. Nothing. Right. All right. Be right back with Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, in a couple of minutes. And, excuse me, wherever you are, you're welcome to call in, top of the hour, with any questions about health or any other issues that may be of interest geopolitically. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Back with Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, in just a couple minutes. And don't forget her website, which can save your life. drdaywy.com. Okay, and we're back with Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, drdaywy.com. Your call's at the top of the hour. Again, it's toll-free, and wherever you are in the U.S., you can call 800-259-9231 and ask a question of one of the great doctors, truly a doctor, a physician, a healer of our times. The news. What do you want to touch on? There's so much to go through. You want to pick up a couple things and kick them around a little bit here?
Yeah, first of all, I want us to discuss a few things that have been happening very recently. We can talk a little bit about the draft, which is coming up, and I think that I should read in relationship to the draft the information on it from the manual Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Yeah, now that was the late Bill Cooper's book that appeared in. As I recall, it was a major section in his book.
Actually, I have it from another source.
Right, whatever. Anyway, he included it in his book.
Right.
That's a fascinating piece of data. There were a couple of parts of it that used colloquialisms in such a way that kind of made me say, well, probably most of this is legit, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone had maybe added a few paragraphs or sentences here and there. Just did you notice that?
Yeah, Well, yes and no. I have, if you read Iron Mountain, there's some colloquialisms in the report for Iron Mountain, too.
It all rings true. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't,
but whatever. I found an article from Scientific American, September 1980, which I have, which says, Economic Development, the World Economy of the Year 2000.
Uh-huh.
The first input-output model of the world economy suggests how a system of international economic relations that features a partial disarmament could narrow a gap between the rich and the poor. Well, of course, this is propaganda, which is Scientific American, but it has exactly the same formulas in that book that are in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Okay? So this was the limited hangout in Scientific American, to make it appear that this was just an economic way of handling the economies, when actually it is a plan for total control of everybody in the world.
Right.
So I was able to see that this book, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, was made available long before this 1980 Scientific American article. But it confirmed for me that this is the plan. Okay, because it was even given out to the public, only with a different twist.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, if you start looking at it, these kinds of things are true, and they have all happened. You can look at the 1963 congressional record, and they talk about destruction of the family. All right? And in
sure
this
do.
Book, they talk about they have to destroy the family, because they're not going to be able to, manage everybody and control them completely unless they destroy the family unit. Okay?
Which and, they did.
And then, of course, they talk about this is the, their table of strategies. Keep the public ignorant, right? Okay? Attack the family unit. Give them less cash and more credit and more
right.
dole.
Oh, have they ever.
Attack the privacy of the church. Minimize the tax protests. They have proper timing, the collapse of the currency. I mean, these things, this was written way back in about 1954.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I didn't know it went back that far. I would have figured the late 60s, early
70s. No, 1954 was when the Illuminati declared war on America. That was when the Third World War began, which is the, war to destroy, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 1954.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so, this manual itself was written in 1979, which was the 25th anniversary of the declaration of the Third World War against the people.
I see.
By the rulers. But, I mean, here they talk about, the way they're going to, get control is disengage the minds of the people. Sabotage their mental activities by providing low-quality programs of public education in mathematics, logic, systems design, economics. Engage their emotions, increasing their self-indulgence and their indulgence in emotional and physical activities, giving them what they desire in excess, junk food for thought, junk food to eat. I mean, this all you have to do is realize that this is what's happened. Rewriting history and law and subjecting the public to the deviant creation, thus being able to shift their thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. And,
well, they've led the masses into a delusional state.
Right.
Very few people, when you take the mass of Americans, are really grounded anymore. They're floating in some ether.
That's right.
Of debt, distraction, fantasy, toy acquiring, trophy wife acquiring. It's unbelievable what's happened in this country. And you just laid it all out there, folks. This is like Charlotte Iserbeet's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, in which
right.
she, for 100 years, goes back and documents the deliberate destruction
right.
of the American educational system.
Right.
You've just put the second book on the table, basically,
right.
which describes the deliberate destruction of the fabric of the American society.
Right.
Which is done.
Mm-hmm.
It's done, folks. You home teachers, homeschoolers out there, God bless you. Because
right.
you are the islands in the sea of horror that is swamping this country. You hang on to your values, hang on to your kids, teach them right, teach them well. Because you survivors are going to be what we have to rebuild with when the time is right. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dr. Day. And I'm yours truly, of course, Jeff Rentz, coast to coast on the Genesis Communications Network. Okay, back with Dr. Lorraine Day. At the top of Rentz.com, the splash screen art tonight is a very interesting picture of a crop circle in Ohio. You can see how the crop, I don't know what that is, wheat, barley, something, was laid down in a thatched pattern. Very interesting. Beautiful stuff. Some of those designs, of course, are made by hoaxers in the UK, but some aren't. And whoever or whatever is doing it, it's pretty neat to look at.
It's pretty interesting anyway.
Fascinating phenomenon, whatever.
You know, what I was thinking we could do, first of all, can I just read a little bit of this from this booklet?
Oh, please.
Says,
yeah, this is really
the family
important.
Unit must be carefully disintegrated, and state-controlled public education and state-operated child care centers must become more common and legally enforced so as to begin the detachment of the child from the mother and father and at earlier age. Inoculation of behavioral drugs can speed the transition for the child, and these will be mandatory.
Ah.
But what has happened? You know, here we've
behavioral
had
behavioral drugs,
Ritalin
such as,
and Prozac,
well,
and everything else.
With
okay?
mercury and fluoride, and one
right.
of them even has aspartame in it.
Right.
So. Oh, yeah.
Now, on the draft, it says, few efforts of human behavior modification are more remarkable or more effective than that of the socio-military institution known as the draft. A primary purpose of a draft or other such institution is to instill by intimidation in the young males, and of course now females, of a society the uncritical conviction that the government is omnipotent. Thus, a man trained in a religious environment for 18 years of his life can, by this instrument of the government, be broken down, be purged of his fantasies and delusions in a matter of mere months. Once that conviction is instilled, all else becomes easy to instill. Even more interesting is the process by which a young man's parents, who purportedly love him, can be induced to send him off to war and to his death.
Yep.
Okay? Yep. And so, I mean, this is all a plan.
How big was that booklet?
It's about 60 pages long.
40, I couldn't remember. It's,
yeah.
Do you have it available on your site?
I don't have it available on my site. I have a copy of it in my hand right now, but I don't have it available on my site.
Yeah, no. I need the link to that. Do we know, have we been able to trace back the pedigree and authorship of that?
Well, what it says...
It was from Anonymous, wasn't it?
Yeah, what it says, Top Secret, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, was uncovered quite by accident on July 7, 1986, when an employee of Boeing aircraft purchased a surplus IBM copier, and it was found in there.
Ah, the copier. That's right. It was in the copier.
Yeah, but the whole point is, with the one reason that I made a number of copies of this, and I Xeroxed in the front cover this Scientific American article,
mm-hmm.
because it shows clearly, I mean, it's got the same information in it that is in this booklet. And the booklet was actually put together in 1979, and then the limited hangout in Scientific America was in 1980.
Well, there you go. And regardless of who wrote it, regardless
it's
of
true.
Whether...
It's true. Like the Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
Yeah, you
everybody's
stole
saying,
my,
well, who
you
wrote
stole
them?
My thunder. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It only matters if it's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What you just read from that Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars
right.
is 100% accurate, 100% true, tragically and pathetically so.
Right. Now, what I would suggest that we do tonight is that we've talked about a lot of things. We've seen over the years, we've had the Randy Weaver incident, we've had the Waco, the Oklahoma bombing, we've had 9/11, all of which are getting bigger and bigger. We've had the sarin gas in the subway in, I think, Japan. We've had the London bombings. We have the Iraq war. We have the Egyptian bombings. And, of course, you know, what we have to do is start saying, we're telling people all of this information. You and I are doing this, all right? But
yeah,
what
sure.
we really need to do is give people some answers, okay? We tell them a lot of information.
Right.
But people say to me, what can
well,
we
what
do?
Can
we stop this? Can we turn it around? Now, you and I both know, and most of your listeners know, that it's foolishness to write to your congressman or senator.
Oh.
Because, I mean, that's just, you might as well write the letter and put it in your trash can
right.
and save the stamp or the fax or whatever.
Right.
Because they don't want to know, they're not interested,
oh, no.
they don't run the government.
They're the mechanism, by the way, which this filth is being enacted.
Well, that's right, but they don't even know what's going on. The senators and congressmen, some of the senators do. Some of the Zionist Jewish senators know, but the congressmen generally don't know. They know that Israel has a huge presence in Washington. By the way, I don't know if you knew this, at the last AIPAC conference, 50% of all the U.S. senators were there, and a third of all the representatives, the congressmen,
really?
Were there.
Did they genuflect as they entered the room?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did more than that. Yeah.
Wow.
And so, I mean, can you imagine where this is a lobbying group and 50% of the senators show up at their doings?
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. Well,
and
that's utterly, utter, obeyance and subservience. That's exactly what it is.
Well, that's right. And so the congressmen and senators do not run the government. The president and his cabinet do not run the government. The Israeli lobby and the Zionist Jews and the neocons run our government. They are the rulers behind. But what I would like, you and I know the same information, okay? But you and I may have different conclusions as to what to do with that information.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be a good idea if, you know, you told the people what you think is going to happen and what they should do about it, and I can tell the people what I think is going to happen and what they should do about it. How about that? Why don't we give them some answers? We give them a lot of information we don't give, because they're always saying, what do we do?
Yeah, all we can do is give them speculative answers, of course.
Well, of course.
To be absolutely honest, which I always am on this program, I don't like to do that. What I'd like to do, and I won't dodge the opportunity to say again, and I've said this before, the most important thing that all of you can do is what you're doing right now, and that's listening to what they call alternative information. You must read, you must stay informed. If we don't have you folks, it's totally over.
But if you're only going to, see, when I first started hearing about this information, it's pretty frightening. It's pretty frightening. And people say to me, can we stop the New World Order?
Right.
And my answer to them is no.
I've said that for years, and I'll tell you another thing I've said for years, and that is...
So then what good is it for people to know if they can't do anything about it?
This is going to go down and through and out the other side, and when we come out the other side, there are going to have to be people who remember, who are able to extend the knowledge and teach again. We have to rebuild it.
Well, the thing is that if you think that this is going to go and we're going to come out the other side, see, I don't think we're going to come out the other side.
I don't know. I can tell you this, though. The people in charge, and I think we both agree on this, will never give up their control without taking the whole world down with them.
That's right. Well, then how are we going to rebuild? I mean, who's going to be left?
We'll see. I don't know. I don't have the answers. Could it be a pandemic?
Can I give any ideas when we come back or not?
You better. There's going to be a lot of dead air if you don't.
Okay. All right.
Just kidding. Now, I'm an old journalist, and I do believe that those who seek the knowledge and have the ability to synthesize or at least read it need to be served, and that's what I'm trying to do here. And with hope that you, who do absorb that knowledge and understand it, will reach out to those around you and spread it and help teach. We have to do it individually at this point. And we'll be right back in just a minute. Morris Berman wrote a brilliant book. I thought it was the best grasp of the decay, decline, and doom of what was America's pinnacle as a sociological experiment on the planet, an achievement, called Twilight of American Culture. And I really defer to that book many times in conversations without always mentioning it, as I should. Morris Berman, B-E-R-M-A-N, Twilight of American Culture, a brilliant book, wherein he talks about how those who really care need to protect and preserve and store, almost like monks in a monastery, what we have. So if there is some point in the future at which we can again expand over perhaps a wasteland and rebuild whatever it may be, those people will have preserved what we did have. Now, for me, again, I don't like to predict. I don't even like to run stories on the website that predict things. I do it once in a while because I don't pretend to know. All I know is where we are now and where we appear to be going is not good. And again, I will repeat that the people who have seized control of America and most of the Western world and the world in general are absolute pathological killers, and they will take the world down with them rather than give up their stranglehold on all of us. That's my opinion. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Well, the thing is, what's going to happen is, you see, there are going to be terrible famines. I think you'll agree with that.
It can't help but happen.
That's right. They are planning the terrible famines. When you read their literature and what their plans are.
And if I might say one other thing before you go ahead, most everything I feel Lorraine is about to say is not a mystery. They are absolutely upfront with it. They are almost telling us in bold-faced headlines what's going to happen. That's their plan. That's how they operate.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, we've got Terminator seeds. We've got genetically modified food. We've got weather control, which is wiping out all of the farmers. By the way, thank you for sending me those CDs. In fact, one of the things that prompted what I'm saying now is the thing that I thought was so the saddest thing about what I'm talking about for the people who are listening just sent me some CDs by two men who have been farmers, one an apple grower, and they were talking about the terrible state of
American agriculture. Yeah, Ron Wilson and Bill Shepard, they were guests on May 18th. Yeah.
Right, and how many farmers are committing suicide and how they're being treated by the USDA and all that. But the saddest thing I found out about listening to it is these guys didn't know what to do.
No.
They don't know what to do. But I can tell you, see, there is something to do. And so let's just go through a little bit of this. I mean, there are going to be terrible famines. If you listen to that May 18 in the archives, you'll see that this is a plan. See, they don't understand the bigger picture. These two men don't understand the bigger picture. And so they're just destroying all farming in America because the Illuminati and the New World Order and the Zionist Jews are getting control of all of the food. It's they said in there that 15 years ago or so they had 150 brokers to sell to, and now they've got 5.
Wasn't that an amazing program?
Right. I have a friend who raises cattle for food and for meat, and he told me in fact his wife is one of my former orthopedic residents. I trained her, and he says that he only has one place to sell, maybe two places to sell his beef, and he's got to raise it on exactly the food that they tell him, and it's crappy food.
Mm-hmm.
And he is only allowed to have one cow that he can raise a different way that he can slaughter for himself. One cow! All right? He has a great big spread up in Nevada. And his family has been in the cattle business for years, generations, and this is what it's come to. So, this is what's happening. I'm telling you, I don't just know it from reading, I know it from people. And so, there are going to be terrible famines. There's going to be terrible child prostitution where children are being kidnapped. All these children that you see on the back of the milk cartons. I mean, they're making money on it both ways. They're getting ads paid for these children. Many of these children are being kidnapped for horrible reasons.
Yep.
Okay? And now, when people start having children disappearing from their homes in large numbers, they're going to go crazy. You see? And there's going to be murder on the street. It started right there in London. Ingrid Rimland Zundel, who's been a friend of mine for a long time, is German raised in Russia. She saw policemen pull out a gun and put it to a person's head on the street, no trial, no arrest, and shoot them dead because they had a cob of corn in their pocket, which they said, you raised this on land and all the land is owned by the state, so you are guilty of treason. They just take a gun out and shoot them.
Right.
You see, that's what's going to happen in America. People say, oh, no, never in America. Oh, yes.
People say, we have the Bill of Rights. Well, folks, guess again. The Bill of Rights is in tatters, and the High Court in this land is making damn sure that it'll be gone soon enough.
They don't abide by it anyway.
No, of course not.
They don't care about it.
They write their own rules.
Will be horrible epidemics. And now the draft is going to go up to age 42. They're going to take everybody, men, women, everybody, and throw them out there to be killed. The Zionist Jews have the Americans, most of whom are Christians, fighting the Muslims in Iraq, so they're going to kill each other while the Zionist Jews sit back and laugh. That's what they want.
It's all been planned for a long time, and if any of you honest skeptics out there doubt it. That's fine. Do the research and see what happens.
You'll find it's true.
It's all true. It's all absolutely true. By the way, these two farmers, one was an apple farmer, the other one spends a lot of time on the phone trying to counsel farm families who are literally dying. Just fine men, fine people, Ron Wilson, Bill Shepherd, May 18th in the archives. I'd urge you to go listen to that program again. I should repeat it, actually. That was one of the most amazing revelations that you'll ever hear about the state of American agriculture and how it is being destroyed and retooled to represent the oligarchs who are running this country.
They own all of the growing land in America, and they are treating the farmers as though they're trash. And what I said was the sad thing, if these farmers understood what was really going on...
Then they'd all commit suicide.
No, then they wouldn't commit suicide. And that's why I'm saying, I started learning about this information about 18 years ago. And I started getting a lot of these documents, and it was a horrifying thing to me at first. I mean, it is frightening when you really know what's going on, where the concentration camps have been built for those of us who don't go along with these things. When you start thinking, when you don't know what to do about it, it is terribly frightening. And so I was very frightened at first. My secretary almost quit because it was so frightening to her. And because I was talking about it a lot, because it was an amazing thing. But then, you see, you have to say, and people's hearts are going to be failing them for fear. People are going to get sick. People are going to have heart attacks. People are going to go crazy. And that's exactly what they want.
Oh, sure.
All right? But the thing is, the only way for people not to go crazy is to know the bigger picture. All right?
That's what we're doing.
And now, what I'm going to tell you now is not agreed upon by any of the sponsors of this program and anybody else, and including probably Jeff. But I'm going to tell you what my take is on this.
Okay, 3.5 minutes.
I was an agnostic all of my adult life. And when I started reading this information, I started realizing that this is all predicted in the Bible. Now, I'm not an evangelical Christian. I do not believe in the left behind scenario. I'm not a member of any church. I do not go to church because I do not believe Christianity is a religion. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so, but the Bible does predict all of these things, and it tells us what the answer is. There is only one answer, to keep yourself from going crazy. And that's on my website, goodnewsaboutgod.com. And that's why I wrote all of that information, and that's why I started studying the Bible. And again, I do not buy into the evangelical view of things, because I believe it's very wrong. They believe that Israel are the chosen people of God, the Jews, and they're the ones who are actually the ones who are going to destroy true Bible believers.
They're going to be the last to find out.
Yeah.
In fact, they'll never figure it out, most of them.
That's right. But the thing is, there is an answer, and if any of you are interested in what I believe the answer is, you can go to www.goodnewsaboutgod.com. Good news about God is one word. Because there is an answer, where otherwise people are going to be doing drugs. They're going to be trying to escape with alcohol.
Look at the entertainment, Lorraine. Look at the movies, the imagery, the filth that is being poured into the minds of our already corrupted 12 and 13-year-old kids.
Right, right.
They know it all.
Right.
They've done it all, most of them.
That's right.
If they haven't, they sure know about it.
But you
and
see,
10,
I mean,
9 and 10, not 12 or 13.
Right, but they're you see, people are getting more and more anxious. They're getting more and more depressed. They're on more and more drugs. And people have more and more heart trouble. And as these things heat up, they're going to be terrified. And when their children start being kidnapped, and when they start having any idea what's happening in their own neighborhood, they're going to be terribly frightened.
And they'll run into the pen so fast that it'll make sheep look slow.
But see, the thing is, running into the pen is only going to save them for a while. Because look what happened in the Ukraine.
That's
the same people that caused the Ukraine slaughter. And the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia are the ones who are running this country. So it doesn't do any good to run into the pen, because that will only be good for a little while.
We try to tell them that. I've been telling them that for many, many years. So have you. It just doesn't solve any problems at all. But the big story, I think, was the agricultural issue, that amazed even me, the totality of control. I, as you could tell from listening to the interview,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's total.
Right. Well, I have known about this for quite some time just because I have friends in the, you know, the farming industry. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hang on. May 18th, very important program. Hope you can go catch it in the archives. Share it with your friends. That'll tell you. Think of the Terminator seed. Remember that? It's not gone away. They're implementing it. They are going to own and control agriculture on a worldwide basis. If you don't pay up, you can't grow their genetically modified crops. You don't eat.
They already own it.
It's done.
Yep.
It's not something you can protest about. It's a done deal. Look at Percy Schmeiser. All right, back in just a couple minutes with your calls and Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, 800-259-9231.